Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Petrified Podcast. I'm your host, Damian Martinez, here with my co-host,
Eric Lover.
And thank you so much for tuning in. We hope everybody's had a great week. And today we are talking about April Fool's Day, released in 1986, directed by Fred Walton, written by Danilo Bach, and has a ton of characters in this movie. It's actually a really well movie. It's my first time watching it. I don't know if it's your first time watching it.
I saw it when I was a kid a couple of times. Yeah.
I had never seen it. But it was really good. It was really, really good. I liked it a lot. This movie, it has you thinking. I mean, despite the ending, the conclusion of what it is, but the production was really well, acting was really well. I mean, it was just over the top, like, average teenage characters.
Yeah, it was like every like campy, silly like camp counselor from every horror movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, so.
Yeah. So, but if you've never seen this movie, it's pretty much a group of 8 college friends gathered together at an island mansion belonging to heiress Muffy St. John to celebrate their final year of school. They soon discover that all of them have a secret hidden like past, and it all gets revealed. And soon after it's revealed, they all start getting killed off. And the conclusion, without spoilers, is a good twist, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really, really good. But I did enjoy it, despite the ending. I would have rather had the alternate ending, the lost alternate ending that this movie so famously has. I mean, it's just wild. So, pretty much they go to an island, and they're celebrating.
They're all getting out of Vassar. Yeah. You know, it's definitely like, you know, it's the rich kid clique.
Yeah, you know. Pretty much, yeah. They had to take a ferry across the water to
the most blue-collar thing in the whole entire movie.
Dude, yeah.
Is the freaking scaglywag ferryman, and yeah.
Yeah, so they have to take, there's 8 of them, by the way. There's 7 that are going on this boat, but altogether, it's 8 kids, and they have to take the ferry across the waters to this island where their friend lives, and they're spending it in her family's mansion, pretty much. I guess, kind of a mansion.
Yeah, it's an estate.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's got grounds. It's not just the house.
Yeah,
it's got, you know, it's definitely got acreage attached. So it's
now, mind you. That has to be like all of theirs, right? Even the ferry, because it's just going to their
the ferry probably dock. The estate probably produces enough of a revenue, like they probably have housekeepers, landscapers, so yeah, back east probably, assuming it, yeah, it's probably not their ferry, but yeah, the ferry probably only runs over there for the staff and obviously the family when they come, you know, to visit. It's kind of like the Hamptons. It's kind of like the feel I get off of it. So,
I mean, it's very beautiful, but yeah, that's a lot of.
It's a lot of real estate.
You can tell where these kids come from. So they, on their way over there, you know, obviously this is on April Fool's Day because they're they're filming on camera. They're doing like little April Fool's pranks. Or what's his name? Is it Chaz?
Chaz.
He's filming, and he's like, "Oh, your fly's undone. Your fly's undone."
Yeah, he uses it like 10 times. People keep falling for it, and then he finally like says it to
Rob.
Rob,
who, by the way, not a coincidence that it's the same actor from Leprechaun. we chose this movie. He just happens to be in it.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, "Hey, Rob, your fly's undone." And he's like, "Huh?"
And like, he's like, "No, it's not." Yeah,
it's not even bad. Like, it's not like, you know, like everything's revealed, like the underwear is showing.
Yeah.
So, but
he just sips it up. There was like, shame in his game. There was shame.
Yeah.
Because supposedly, written in the book, he was having an affair before he got to the ferry, supposedly. But in the movie, he just has his fly undone.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just, you know, he's kind of like, he's a removed character. He, like, is removed from everybody else, which is kind of weird.
Yeah,
you find out, you know, with his secret later, like, why it is that he's removing himself from the peer group, but...
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. Then all of them are kind of have their own little hidden... But anyway, so, of course, they're all joking around. Who is it? Skip and the other guy, the bigger, you know, jock-looking dude...
Yeah, the guy who looks like Biff from freaking Back to the Future.
They start, you know, playing this knife game on the ferry. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and with the brother, like that, yeah, that whole so knife thing. And
There's Harvey. There's Clara. There's Nikki.
There's Chaz,
Rob, Chaz, and I might be excluding one of them. There's so many characters.
Archie?
Is it Archie? Archie is, the jock-looking dude, yeah. The prep boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're throwing a knife into the ferry, and they're trying to grab it without falling, like trying to bend over and grab it without falling. Weird game. Never played it. So.
Get the knife!
Yeah. So anyways, they're playing it, and they get into an altercation, and... Skip is telling him, "No, man, just throw it. Let's play one more round." And he's like, "No, I'm not going to play it." And so he tries to throw the knife back at Skip, and it impales him, and he falls into the water. And so all the guys dive in, except for Chaz. He doesn't dive in.
Yeah, Chaz is just like, "Yeah."
And it was revealed that it was a prank.
Yeah, well, plus.
Which he nailed them right on the spot to hit that. That's like a little, it was a little circle.
Yeah, it was a little blood packet. Like,
yeah.
And yeah, I didn't get that, but you know, because like, how are you gonna like have the skill and the skill set to just throw the knife backhanded into a little packet? I mean, what are you doing, like practicing at home?
Yeah,
for like
because
3 or 4 years, like
yeah, because he
plus it wasn't like a throwing knife.
No,
it wasn't like a weighted throwing knife. It's like a switchblade.
Yeah,
so I yeah,
but it pulled out the prank.
Yeah,
got everybody in the water and fooled. And, you know, one of the guys who works on the ferry, he decides, well, you know what? I'm not going to get back on the boat. I'm just going to go because they're getting to shore already, getting to the dock. He's going to try to tie off while he's in the water.
Yeah. Because that's what he does for fun. Remember, he does, like, the rope trick work where he, like,
oh, yeah, throws rope.
That's what he's doing because the captain's like, "Hey, matey, like, what are you doing out there?" Like, this is some weird stuff in this movie.
And I don't think he was, like, a pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean.
He was a pirate. Just... Trust me, Ferryman was a damn pirate.
Yeah, he tries to tie off in the water while the boat's coming at him. Now, boat is like maybe like 5-6 feet away, and he doesn't see it coming towards him. But he keeps trying to toss the rope up, trying to tie off, and unfortunately, he gets hit by the boat. And they go and they rescue him, and he is just like, his face is
all... Yeah, his face is like torn apart from where he got like rammed into the like... the pier.
Yeah. And his eyeball sticking out, and he is just messed up. So the cop or sheriff who is conveniently at the shore sees like something going down. So he comes over, sees the dude's messed up. And so the ferryman and takes the guy back because he needs to go to the hospital.
Yeah, they just steal the cop's boat.
Yeah, they just take the cop's boat, which right
like
there...
Like a cop would just, like, bless you, like, with his vehicle.
The cop's like, I'm not like, "Oh, I'll go with you." But he's like, "No, everybody stay here."
Yeah, no, I'll call ahead and make sure that they're waiting for you on the mainland. No.
Yeah.
just steal my boat and just drive away.
Yeah. So their mood gets ruined because somebody got hurt. And so they go inside and finally, well, they're not even ruined that much. Like, they're not even concerned about the dude. They're concerned for him, like, oh, man, that's so, like, sad what happened. And then finally they get into the house and they're like, oh, well, let's have fun.
Let's drink. Yeah.
So they get, you know, we get introduced to Muffy, who is the heiress of this estate, that she's going to get it. But they're celebrating their last year in college and finally, you know, going into the real world. Now, she's a real prankster, though, Muffy. She does a lot of pranking to these kids. I mean, she does, like, the false chair where you sit in it and it falls down.
Yeah, they have, like, a dinner. They have, like, a welcoming dinner.
Yeah.
And, like, there's just all kinds of weird stuff going on. The
glasses are...
Lights are flickering. Their rooms are, like, completely, like, pranked up.
Yeah.
You turn one light off, like, another one comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little trickster.
Yeah. So they're having fun, and then everybody goes to their room. They see who they're shacked up with. You know, of course, some of the girls are with each other. I think Chaz and Archie are in the same room together. I think it's Nikki and Rob are in a room together because they're a couple.
Yeah, they're a pseudo couple. So,
they all, you know. Oh, and Harvey. Forgot about Harvey, the cowboy dude, the country guy,
the Texan.
Yeah. Yeah, the Texan. He's there to make a deal with the father or whatever.
He's there to, you know, do a land grab.
Yeah. So they get all the prank stuff out of the way, you know, false doorknobs where they pull it and it comes off. So stuff like that. But then it gets like kind of serious because Archie goes into the restroom and opens the medicine cabinet and there's like heroin, like a needle, spoon, and drugs. And he's like, what the heck? But he doesn't really... He's just like, wow, that's kind of weird. But there's that Harvey's room. There's like newspaper clippings
of like a crime where
crash. And all that.
Some crash that killed 6 people in the fog, and it's all like highlighted with a red crayon and
And then of course he steals like cigars from her dad's office, and
it
turned out to be exploding cigars.
Yeah. Another Buffyism. Yeah.
Or Muffyism. Muffyism. And then, what is it? Like, is it Kit? She's taking a shower and there's like a baby crying.
Yeah.
And she goes out and she finds the tape.
There's a tape recorder in the towel closet.
And I was thinking like, okay, that's a weird prank, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so they all have like little secrets. You know, apparently. And I guess that's like you kind of like start to notice like, oh, this is probably something that's happened to them.
Yeah. So something that is affecting them personally.
Yeah. Like their own personal.
Especially like with their reactions. Like to me, if I was like in a shower and I heard like a baby crying.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay. Like I'd that's probably get weird. Out and be like, oh, somebody's messing with, but I wouldn't be like disturbed.
Yeah, she was like weirded out.
Yeah.
Like this isn't a prank anymore. This is some real stuff going on.
A little
down.
Too close to home.
Yeah. So the next day, it's weird because now Muffy's acting kind of, you know, they're having fun. They're playing in the yard. They're, you know, they're having just pretty much a day. Except for, actually that night they get drunk and then Skip goes out to the doghouse and he gets scared by a cat, which is like a little reference to Friday the 13th.
Well, yeah, but you got to remember, he like,
oh, that's right, he had a...
He goes by the stairs and finds, like, I would assume that it's supposed to be marijuana.
I guess so,
He pulls a leaf and then he, like, goes into the boathouse.
Yeah, because it didn't look like...
And it was, first of all, the leaf looked nothing like like a weed leaf.
It was probably poison ivy.
Could have been. Then he goes in, and it's like anybody who like knows anything about weed is you have to dry it out. Yeah. You're not gonna smoke it like, you know, like raw.
Yeah. And what's weird is like he's Muffy's cousin. He's introduced as Muffy's cousin, and he has like this father like daddy issues apparently. But no, back to your point. That's his like story. Like,
yeah, So he goes in there and. Then basically he's in the boathouse. He's walking around and he's lighting his way via cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
And then he gets attacked by a cat.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, damn cat.
Yeah.
And yeah, then basically victim one.
He's victim number one, unfortunately. He gets taken into the dark and he's never seen again. The next day, next day they're playing in the yard, they're playing soccer or football for those across the pond. And having, you know, just fun, just good, great fun. Except for Kit, she's for some reason doing work, like she's studying or whatever.
She's like doing her first homework. First of all,
you're out there, man. I'm not doing any kind of, I'm not paying attention to school at all. Like, I'm gonna have fun, drink, have fun with friends or whatever. But she's like, you can tell she's disturbed by something, and it's most likely the baby recording. And so she goes, or she's just watching them play. She doesn't want to interact with the group at all. And then Rob and Nikki go out to the boathouse, and they decide, hey, you know, let's...
What better time?
Yeah, what a better time. What's more hot than... Yeah,
booty time.
Than a smelly, you know...
Yeah, smelly dock house.
So hot. So they decide to go into the boathouse, and...
And, you know, Rob, I mean, he's already dealing with some depression, you know, he's... You know, he's kind of come out to everybody that...
Oh, yeah, that
he's supposed to go to medical school.
Yeah, but the...
He's not serious enough.
Yeah, the doctor told him he's not serious enough to join the staff, and he needs to...
he needs to straighten up and fly right. And so he's, you know, he's hurt because now his whole future at 18 years old is destroyed, you know.
Or 19. Could be 19.
Well, they're getting out of Vassar, so they're probably 20, 21... So, but yeah, he's disturbed, and so, of course, you know, it comes down to, oh, baby, what's wrong? And, oh, I'll make you feel all better.
Yeah, pretty much. And,
you know.
So.
Campy kid movie, you know. Yeah. So
he's on top of her, and they're about to get their freak on, but underneath the dock is a body floating, and Nikki notices it, and she starts screaming, and it's Skip. It's his dead body. And so they run back to the house and ask where Skip had been. And everybody's like, oh, we don't know. We haven't seen him. He wasn't at the party last night. So, well, we just found his dead body at the doghouse. And so we need to, you know, find out, you know, what's going on. But they're like, no, he's not. That's not him. Like, you just saw stuff. So
yeah, or maybe he's playing April Fool's prank.
Yeah, that's like, probably what it is. Yeah, that's why they think it's like an April Fool's prank. And so Archie, Chaz, and Rob decide to split up in the woods and go and look for him. You know, and give him, you know, probably a beating if he is playing a prank. But back at the house, Kit sees Muffy and goes to kind of confront her about the tape. And she pretty much, this whole thing comes out that she had an abortion and that she thought they were friends and this and that. And mind you, Harvey, the cowboy dude, is listening on the stairs. They don't know it, but he's listening.
Yeah, he wants something to talk to the dad about, you know.
Yeah. And so that there's like a whole, now you start to realize like, oh man, those.
And on top of that, like, you know, Muffy is like just.
Yeah, she's acting weird.
She's all like, weird. She's wearing like a cardigan sweater. Like the night before, she's all like socialite. She's wearing like kind of like an evening dress.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, party wise. And then now today she's like, you know, I don't even know what to compare her to. She's like a meek mouse wearing like a big old butterfly collar, like house dress.
Yeah.
With a giant cardigan on. And so now she's, you know, she's acting really weird and really removed. So it's even more disturbing when they're talking about things that obviously, you know, Muffy is now. Become like this shut-in, kind of.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what pranks you're talking about. And pretty much ends there. But back in the woods, on Archie, you know, he hears some stuff. Like, hears some walking around and keeps going back and forth. And there's a snake there. And it, like, it kind of alludes to, like, oh, he's going to get bitten by the snake. Because he keeps going back and forth because he hears stuff. And then he gets snagged in a trap. And somebody walks up in boots and... It ends there.
Yep.
You can assume that he's probably met his demise.
Yeah, because he keeps, like, also flying into the snake. So you're just thinking, like, I mean, I don't know what snakes are common, you know, back in Maine.
Yeah.
But basically, it's a poisonous snake, and it's, you know, going to bite him.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, he meets his demise, so he's done. He's done. And then, so back at the house, what, they're, I think they're trying to, what, get tea or whatever, because everybody's all worked up, like, about what's going on.
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, well, you know.
Get some water. Yeah.
So she opens the faucet, and it's just, like, muddy, like.
Yeah, it's like the Money Pit. You ever seen that movie, The Money Pit, where there's, like, just this mud sludge coming out of the pipes?
Yeah.
And you know, Muffy's got the explanation. Well, that happens. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. So then, I mean, amazingly, like one of the city girls is like, "Oh well, there's a well." It's like, what? Like, how do you know? Like, what are you doing? Like, looking for the mineral rights?
Right.
Like, I thought that was the cowboy's job. Like, yeah, she's like, "Oh well, there's a well. We can go get fresh water from the well." And so, you know, the cowboy.
Yeah, and what's her name? One of the girls, I forgot her name.
It wasn't Clara, was it?
I think it was Clara.
So they decide that they're going to go to the well. So,
and of course, Harvey's trying to mack up on it. Now, mind you, this girl is very, like, sexual. She's very, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, she was in that, like, pseudo-weird, like, that the director guy was doing the weird sex position in the room the night before.
Archie was trying to prank everybody and break into their rooms, and, like, she was in a weird position with... Like, all pretzeled up with Chaz.
Yeah, he had his own leg, like, on his shoulder. I'm like, dude, this guy's amazing. So, yeah, they go to basically, you know.
And she found BDSM or S&M gear in her room.
Yeah, in her room she found the BDSM mask.
Yeah, and all, like, the stuff that goes with it. So, but anyway, so she's at the well. Now, mind you, she was with Chaz the night before. And now she's getting hit in by Harvey, and she's kind of interested. Like, she's like, okay.
She's alluding, but you get to kind of tell, like, that dude. If you're into, like, that kind of stuff, that guy's not the guy for you.
That he's not the dude for you. Yeah, no. Or he might be. You never know. I mean,
you never know.
He's cowboyed up.
Yeah, he is.
But anyways, they're looking in the well, and they pull up the bucket. And of course, the rope's so old, it breaks off. And so he's like, well, you know, shine the light down for me because they have a flashlight so I could see, you know, where it's at. For some reason, she's like sitting on the well, like not on the well, but beside the well with her back against it. And so she just lifts up the flashlight, pokes it in there, and drops it.
Yeah, the dumbest thing ever. But yeah, so now the flashlight's gone.
Well, yeah, you need a reason for somebody to go down there because now somebody else is going to die.
Well, and that plus the fact that there's like runs conveniently located all the way up the side of the well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, wells do have runs, but normally they're down a little bit further. They're not up the entire, you know, interior of the well.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So Harvey's like, oh, I'm not going down there. And she's like, you know what? I'll go down there. So she goes down there. Of course, the rungs break, and she falls into the water. And when she's in the water, two heads pop up, which is Skip's and Archie's head, and then a dead body, which is... I believe it was Kit or Clara, one of those.
I think it was Kit,
and her body's up. The one with that had the abortion. She floats up, and now it's a whole thing.
Oh yeah, now she's losing her mind because there's like dead bodies everywhere. So Cowboy decides he's gonna be hero man finally, and he'll go down the well.
Yeah, and he gets her out of there, and yeah. So now they gotta go and they gotta call the cops. They gotta make sure that, you know. I mean, somebody has. They think that it was the dude who got run over.
Yeah, they think it was the guy who got like his face smashed into the pier.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, come on. Logic only tells you if your eyeball was smashed out on a pier like 16 hours earlier, you're not gonna come and like, you know, be able to kill. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but that's what they think. They think like, dude, this guy has come back for revenge. Like he's.
I think they think it was a ferryman. Like.
That, oh yeah, the ferryman. Yeah.
I think it's a ferryman. You know, because you know he's a pirate. You know.
Oh, he could have just given that dude his patch then.
Yeah, exactly.
Put over his
right eye is hanging out on the pier.
What's funny is he had an actual Eastern accent, like Northeastern accent. And we're giving him a pirate.
Freaking pirate, bro. Pirate.
No, but yeah, so they freak out. They call, they're trying to call for help because the cop had to go to the hospital and check on, you know, the dude that got his face smashed. And all that, but they can't get through. And so pretty much they're like, well, you know, let's all stay together. Let's not do anything, you know, crazy.
Yeah, and how'd that work out for them?
They all started to...
Yeah, it's the worst let everybody stay together in the history of film.
Yeah, because they were like together. Oh, well, they finally get through. And I know I'm skipping probably a couple of parts here, like a couple of big moments. But that night, because of course Muffy's acting weird. She's just kind of sitting there and watching them. But that night, he finally gets through to the cop.
Yeah, the sheriff.
And he's like, well, I've been here with...
I've been here the whole day. Yeah, he's been here. He's not out there, like, stalking you guys like you're talking about.
Yeah, and then he says something about Muffy. You can't hear it because it's just showing one side of the conversation. But the dude, Rob, who called him, he's like, oh, what about Muffy and this and that? And he goes, oh, okay. And that's it. And he just says, yeah, you know, stay together. He'll be here, you know, as soon as he can. He'll light a flare and we'll go down to the pier and we'll... meet up, but we got to stay together. And Harvey goes and grabs his gun that he carried with him. And
yeah, Harvey's been sneaking all kinds of stuff, man. He's got like hidden weapons.
Yeah, so he's packed out. But immediately, like, they're like, no, we're not going to stay together. We're going to go in our own rooms.
Yeah, oh, I'm going upstairs. Oh, I'm going to go check on this. And it's like, what?
And I'm like, dude, like, all this stuff that's going on, like, you're really going to split up right now. But so she goes up there, up to her room with Kit and Chaz. They go up there, and he's like trying to make light of the situation, and he's like, "Hey, look! Oh, well." First, they talk about all the stuff that was in their rooms that they found, you know, the clippings. Chaz was like, "Well, I didn't find anything in my room," but remember, he was roomed with Archie. And Archie's the one who found the heroin, and he doesn't look like he does heroin. But if you saw Chaz, Chaz looks like
he might have partaken.
Yeah. So that might have been for him and not for Archie. But they go up there, and she's like, she's packing her bags. She's going to leave. And he's like, well, what are you going to do, like run out there to the pier and just wait? Like,
she's like, I'll swim back if I have to.
Yeah, you're going to swim back, like, I don't know,
miles? In the middle of the night, yeah.
And so he's, like, trying to lift her spirits up. He's, like, putting on the gimp mask. He puts on, like, all the gear. Not all the gear, but just the mask to try to cheer her up. And so she's like, I'm not doing that. Now, mind you, when she's packing the bags, she's packing up her own, like, packing up the S&M gear.
Yeah. She's like, I'm taking this with me.
Yeah, she's like, this was free. I
wanted to. Dude, bondage bracelets are not cheap. They're, like, $85. I mean.
That leather, man. Leather.
Dude, a gimp mask, like a decent, proper gimp mask, is like at least $2. So,
I mean.
We're not all Quentin Tarantino. Can't afford my gimp gear.
So she starts packing it with her stuff. Yeah,
like you do.
She leaves the room, and Chaz just lays there with the mask on, just trying to joke around. When she comes back in, he's still laying there with his hands over his privates, his pecker. And she's like, really? Like, you're going to whip it out right now? Like, all this stuff's going on. So she moves his hands, and
lo and behold,
it's cut off.
Yeah.
It's been cut off. And then she gets confronted by somebody in boots. And you can tell that she met her demise, pretty much.
She's gone.
Which she didn't scream, though.
Okay, he got his pecker cut off and he didn't scream.
Well, he had that mask on. He probably was screaming.
Dude, didn't matter.
That's what those masks are for.
They're not
though.
Soundproof. You undo the zipper. You know, it's like the door in Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she meets her demise. And everybody, Robin, what's her name? Nikki, they go upstairs. I hope I'm getting these women's. There was so many people in this movie.
A lot of people in this movie.
Yeah. Like, you got Nikki, Kit, Clara, Muffy, Rob, Archie, Harvey, Chaz, John Boy.
The ferryman.
But Rob and his girl go up to the attic because they want to get a better view of the water to make sure.
See if he's coming. Yeah,
to see if he's coming. And that's when he reveals that, well, the officer said that don't stay around Muffy too long, like don't leave her by herself because she's like crazy pretty much. Well, they find like dolls in the room that's supposed to resemble each and every
because they had dolls at the dinner
party. That was supposed to be
the first night. They had like every doll had its own like little costume that kind of like kind of reference the person that was meant to be.
Yeah. And so they find him there, but they also find like a bowl of water and like the heads cut off two dolls.
It looks like a well.
Yeah. And it's supposed to represent pretty much the people that they found in the well. And they're like, oh my gosh, like,
could it be
like Muffy's killing off people? And then they find three more bodies, or three more dolls that were killed. And they're like, oh my gosh, we got to go check on them. And then they find their friends have been killed.
Yeah.
Gruesomely.
They also find, Cowboy.
Yeah, he got disarmed real quick.
Well, he got disarmed real quick. His gun was nowhere to be found. And then he's just like sitting there.
And he was tied up like as if Kit did it.
And once again, he made no noise. Things just happened. Dude.
Yeah, so they're dead. Now Rob and Archie, they see the flare. And they're like, oh, finally, like, he's here. So they go back down and they find the boat, a boat there. And they go and they look for the key. And they're like, no, we got to get out of here. And they don't find anything. So Rob's like, we got to go back in that house.
There's spare keys, remember? Muffy told us about the spare keys in the closet.
Right? Yeah. And so they're like, they have to go. Now, instead of going through the front door, they go through the basement window.
Yeah, why would you ever go through the Well, remember, the doors were open when they left.
Oh, that's
then
right,
they come back to the house and they're like, the doors are closed.
That's right, yeah.
And now, they're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, we must beware of, Muffy.
Yeah, because Muffy's crazy.
Yeah, she's nuts, man. They've been telling us about her. So rather than, like you said, go through the front door or go open a front window or, sheesh, throw a rock through the front window.
Yeah, because at this point, people are dead.
I'm going to go crawl into a basement. Yeah.
So they go in there and they're trying to, be quiet and go up there, but they find, what is it like? The measurements of height.
Oh yeah, there's two different height measurements on the wall, one for M, one for B, and they're like, strange. Yeah. And then they find a photograph, and it's two girls, and one says Muffy and one says Buffy.
Yeah,
but they're twins. And then they're like, oh, my God.
It's Muffy's sister, Buffy.
Yeah, it's not really Muffy doing all this unspeakable
stuff. Oh, yeah, because they find on the boat, they find that she had been institutionalized for 3 years. And they're like, Muffy hasn't been institutionalized. Like, she's been in college with us.
She's been hanging out with us, yeah. But Buffy.
Buffy has probably been the one institutionalized. And they see a painting, which the painting was in their room. And it was over some, like, the moving cat eyes.
Yeah, it was over one of those Kit Kat clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was looking, like, making it look like it was looking around the room. So they take it out, throw it outside.
But somehow it ends up in the basement.
It ends up in the basement. And there's eyes in it now, which is weird because the eyes are cut out. And so when they move the painting, it's Muffy.
Muffy.
She's dead. And when she screams, that's when Buffy locks the basement window, and now they're stuck in the house.
No way out.
And so now they have to go through and try to find a way to out of the house. And this is pretty much like this chase scene. She has like a giant like saber, pretty much like a
I don't know what that kind of like knife that is. My grandma had one of those. She cut potatoes with it. I don't know.
It's a huge like fillet. Not even a fillet. It's like your like shawarma knife, pretty much. Like you're gonna like have like a meat spinning on a stick and you're cutting it,
spigot of meat. Yeah.
And so she's chasing them. Rob gets locked in a room. He can't get in a cupboard or something like that. No, in like the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to get out.
In the key room, remember?
And he's he's trying to get the key to the boat. And he keeps telling, that he loves her, that to run, and he's kind of confessing his love for her, and not confessing, but just telling her she loves her. And meanwhile, she's getting chased by Buffy with a giant sword, and they're going around and around the table, and she's like
dinner katana.
She's like, she has her back up against the doors now, the sliding doors. She's like, don't like stop, like you don't want to do this. And finally, she just takes a one big swipe at her, goes through the door, and there's everyone.
And they're all just sitting there. Like, normal. They're not even, like, reacting. And so it's kind of like, it's strange because you're like, is this real?
Yeah.
Was it like a dream?
Yeah.
Have you like popped into, you know, an altered state of reality? What's going on?
Yeah.
But no, lo and behold, they...
It was a giant April Fool's prank.
Giant April Fool's joke.
Yeah. And so Buffy was not real. It was just Muffy playing as Buffy. The guy who got his face crushed was...
Oh, yeah. Well, in the meantime...
Oh, yeah. Rob is still in the...
Rob is still in the pantry closet trying to get the keys. And freaking, you know, the guy with the eyeball hanging out that got mashed against the piling at the pier.
Yeah.
He, like, walks up and he's, like, trying to, like, tell Rob, hey...
No, he goes, I love you too, baby.
Yeah. Like, it's all a joke. Like, dude, but Rob ain't having it. Like... The guy's got to engage with him like 5 times.
Yeah, he's like got to like snap him out of it. He takes off his eye, his fake crushed
And then he puts
eye.
It on him. Yeah, he puts it on Rob. He's like, here, and puts it on his face.
Yeah.
And still Rob's freaking out.
Yeah, and then he unlocks the door. He runs out, and that's when finally he kind of starts to realize like...
It's a joke.
It's a sick joke, but it's a joke. And so she's pretty much telling like, you know, the ferryman was in on it. Everybody was in on it, but they weren't in on it right away. Like, each time that they saw their stuff, like, that's when they
we
started...
We pulled them as part of the cast and
yeah.
kind of, like...
Which was
kind
of messed up that she used the... I mean, the abortion was kind of messed up, man. Like...
Dude, what about the heroin thing that they never explained? What about the BDSM? I mean, dude, like...
That's true. But I think that one was pretty bad, too. Like, you could clearly tell that it affected her. Like, she was like, dude, really? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's, like, laughing, like, haha, like, you knew my heroin problem. Oh, you know I'm a sex freak.
You know I'm a freak.
And the girl's just like, the other girl's like sitting in the corner like, dude, you didn't have to use that.
Yeah, exactly. You went a little too far.
And she admits that. She's like, I know I went too far with the pranks. But, you know, it was all part of the deal. You know, my dad doesn't think I can take over the estate. And this is my idea that we use this estate as a...
Like a...
Whodunit.
Like a whodunit, like dinner theater...
Now it
bread and breakfast.
It's like it'll be like a real life, you know, kind of murder mystery mansion, and that's what they'll use to pay off, you know, the estate, you know, make money. But even though like, I'm like, dude, all that we couldn't just bring up the idea, like, hey guys, this is my idea, you know, y'all have a future, y'all can be a cast members in my new murder mystery or whatever. Instead, I'm gonna put you through hell.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah, just.
So they all start celebrating. The guy who got his face crushed, he was actually a prop artist, and he just kind of fixed some props up to make them look like some of the friends.
And the other guy's the uncle.
Yeah, and the cop was actually the uncle.
The cop was the uncle.
And yeah, so finally they get it, and they start celebrating and
popping bottles.
Yeah, popping champagne bottles. Except for homegirl, who got exposed, and not exposed, but you know that. Muffy used her secret to, you know, kind of get to her. And so she's just kind of sitting in the corner. They have a fun night drinking with the props and messing around. And finally, at the end of the night, Muffy goes up to bed. And at the beginning of the movie, she kind of has a flashback when she's moving some stuff around, which it kind of alludes to her doing a prank because she like props open the basement window. And she does all this stuff, but she finds a, what's it called? Like a jack in the box.
Yeah.
And she has like a flashback to like, it was like one of the first pranks that was pulled on her. And so she finds it on her bed. And so she starts winding
it up. First, she dumps a whole bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah. Like,
doesn't even pick it up. She just like lays it on the nightstand.
Yeah.
And champagne's just flowing onto the floor.
Well, she's drunk. So
it don't matter. That's your estate, man. You clean that stuff up. You throw a pillow down there or something. At least I would. I'm like, I throw a towel on it. But
yeah.
No.
So she goes at the place, you know, of course, you know. Yeah, pop goes the weasel.
Yeah.
And right before it's about to pop, she puts it aside. She's like, no, I'm not doing this again. But then she, you know, she's like, no, I got to man up. So she grabs it. And when she does the last note, somebody pulls her hair back and she gets her throat slit. Oh, you think she gets her throat slit. It was a prank on the girl that she exposed.
Yep.
Which I think that would have been a better ending, though. She actually did kill her.
I totally think it would have been. Well, the whole Kit thing was really weird, too. It's like, It's almost like you get this feeling like she's in love with Buffy. Or Muffy.
Muffy.
So, like, same person, Muffy, so it's like... Buffy, it's the same. But, yeah, you get this feeling that, like...
That's what, like, I thought, too. I thought,
she's,
like...
She's, like, so into... Like, I thought that, you know, it was going to be Kit doing something because, you know, it's...
She was in love with, yeah, Muffy.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's unrequited love. Like, she's not giving you any love back.
Yeah.
But, no, Loma... And then they're just, like, laughing about it, and it's, like...
Yeah, they're like, ha, 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 and then it, like, cuts out with the jack-in-the-box on the floor, and then that's it. It's over. But I think that would have been a good ending, dude. Like, hey, man, you kind of did this person dirty, and now, you know, you as an audience member are like, oh, it was all a prank, a freaking well-done prank, but it was all a prank. It wasn't real. Nobody died. And then at the end, Muffy actually dies.
Yeah.
By the person she kind of, you know, did dirt.
Messed over the worst, yeah. Yeah.
But no, it was a fake knife with fake blood, and it was like her get back at her. Like, hey, don't do that crap again, or next time it's going to be a real knife. Yeah.
Next time I'll kill you in your sleep, bitch.
And that's where it ends. But the secret ending, or the alternate ending that's lost, or has been found, or whatever, that's so infamous with this movie. So they all, like, were going to get back at her. Like, you dude, she did this huge prank on us, so let's get back at her, and... It would turn out that Skip, who turns out to be her actual brother,
yeah, Skip, not her cousin, brother. Yeah,
that he would actually go on to murder her because he was jealous that she was going to get the estate and not him. And I think that would have been a good one too, kind of, because
there's so many different ways that it could have, like, ended, like, you know, could have gone a different route. But that was kind of what was cool about this movie, is it isn't your standard horror movie per se,
or slasher.
Yeah, yeah. It's more like a whodunit.
Yeah,
it's more like intriguing, like almost like a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah,
like the whole time you're like, oh, is it really her? Because, like, technically it could be any of us.
Yeah,
so that was kind of cool that they went that route with it. But there's a ton of different ways that it could have ended.
Yeah, so it was a good ending. It was, hey, nobody died, a happy ending, you know. But I think that final kill, though, that last blow, like, hey, you thought nobody was gonna die. And then here you go.
Yeah, I think the Kit one would have been better than the Skip one.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I mean, dude, Skip didn't seem, you know, too bright to begin with.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Like, you're smoking pot in the boathouse, bro. Like,
yeah.
Seriously, like, dad's not going to give you nothing. Like,
yeah.
Think about it, but.
But thinking back to it, it could have gone that way because, remember, he talks about his daddy issues in the beginning. And he could be really actually projecting what's actually going on within his family. You know, his sister gets the estate. He doesn't get anything. You know.
It's probably what the uncle was doing there. He's probably just working security. Just
yeah.
Keeping Skip away from the rest of the family.
Which, again, Harvey, they find out that the cop was the uncle, and immediately he tries to do business. Like,
yeah.
Like, I get it, man.
He's like, oh, we got some stuff to talk about. Like, no, we don't.
Yeah, they made him really strong country
accent. Oh, yeah. They made him totally country. But
a fact that I found out that you also know too is that Skip's character, or Skip, the guy who plays him, you know, he was blamed for the prank that happened on the boat. You know, that he, you know, he was blamed for the dude's face getting crushed because, you know, he pretended to get stabbed and fall into the water. And that's the reason the dude jumped in and then eventually got crushed by the boat. In real life, he was, you know, indicted on manslaughter charges the following year for a drug-induced boating mishap that resulted in the death of Francis Ford Coppola's son, Giancarlo Coppola, which is a weird...
Oh, yeah, that's a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
The fact that this movie was, like, directed by pretty much an unknown and you killed Coppola's son. Like, dude, that's even more bizarre.
Yeah, because this was the director's first film. But, yeah, that a year later, he would go on to kill... Not on purpose, obviously, but, you know, he...
Yeah, it was drug-induced. It was, you know...
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Probably smoking weed in the boathouse. Yeah,
smoking weed in the boathouse, man.
That's what happens.
You can smoke weed, just don't smoke it in the boathouse.
Exactly.
That's how you kill people. But that was April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. I can't say that. And that was a pretty good movie, man. It was my first time watching it.
They did do a remake, which I have not seen.
2008. In 2008, yeah. Yeah.
In 2008. I have not seen that one.
I haven't seen that one either, so.
So.
Again, I didn't know there was a lot of April Fool's Day horror movies.
Pretty much any horror movie got its day, like, you know.
True, yeah, yeah.
Any holiday, I mean, you know. I mean, shoot, Friday the 13th isn't even a holiday.
Yeah, it's just
but Friday it got 13th. It. And yeah. Then due to the fact that Friday the 13th came along, we got Saturday the 14th.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so we got that. You know, we've had Thanksgiving, yeah. Which I think the latest Thanksgiving movie is probably the best one that's come out as far as Thanksgiving.
First of all, you don't just Thanksgiving. Oh,
Poultrygeist.
And those awesome acting in that movie. Because there's a second one, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's part two.
First one was so good, they had to make a second one.
Tubi.
But yeah, it was a really good movie. You can rent it anywhere on Amazon.
Easter.
Easter does bunny. There's the bunny Easter Bunny Massacre.
Yeah, but there's not as much on Easter.
Oh, dude, there's like four movies on Tubi. Tubi's that's where it's at, man. Tubi's got all the B horror movies.
Tubi's a gold mine.
You got Easter, of course. There's Leprechaun. We just did,
dude. All like eight leprechauns are on there.
There has to be a 4th of July one, too, for us Americans.
Dude, I know what you did last summer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Duh.
Yeah, totally 4th of July. I mean, it doesn't like outright come out and say it, but.
Yeah, but
you know.
It's set on. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, on 4th of July.
Yeah.
Of course, you got Christmas ones.
Too many Christmas ones.
There's a lot of Christmas ones. A
lot of Halloween ones.
Oh, Halloween is like one of the biggest ones.
And then. Yeah.
New Year's Eve. And we just did, you know, New Year's.
Armed Forces Day.
New Year's Eve.
MLK Day.
I wonder. Oh, dude, there might be.
I'm going to look this up. I'm going to see if there's like an MLK Day, if there's like Armed Forces Day, like all these like third rate, like Memorial Day.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely.
There has to be. Oh, yeah. So now we're in a.
There you go.
Going down a rabbit hole now.
Deep rabbit hole.
All right. But thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was a little rant at the end. We hope you liked today's episode. Go check out this movie. You can rent it on Amazon, Fandango at home, pretty much anywhere. It's a pretty good movie. It's worth the watch. It's worth a little mind twist. But yeah, that was our show. Thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Link will be in the description of this episode. Please spread our podcast around. You know, tell us what we need to do better. What we need to cut back on, you know, stuff like that. Good criticism. Give us a rate and review. It really helps us. And yeah, we will see you
next week.